So what I mean by that is at least the personal feeling, you know, when I go to Uman, I don't know where anyone's holding in life, in you know, what they do on Rosh Hashanah, and with their personal observance of Yiddishkeit and Halacha. I'm just going to speak as much as I can as a chaver. I don't give shiurim. I really don't. It's not my skill set. I'm very good at speaking and speaking with friends and opening things up. I feel like I feel gifted in that area, but I don't give shiurim. So the second it starts to feel like a shiur, I'm just gonna start sweating, you know. so yeah, what I mean by Uman energy, at least as much as I feel it, is you know, like Leif Moshe said, Rav Nachman has like these unbelievable piece of advice that just like, if you hear it, it just like shoots you in the face, and you're just like, oh, you wake up again. You're like, oh, okay, am I here? I'm here. I think I'm here. I think I'm in the world now. And like 5 seconds ago, you were just like out to lunch, thinking about God knows what. Some people think about, was I successful today was I successful today in learning Torah? Right. That's also a stupid thought. Right. That's some people think, you know, was I. Am I rich enough? Do I have enough money? Right? We just think these thoughts that don't get us anywhere, that don't get us across the Gesher Tzar Ma'od. Thoughts that, the opposite, they give us fear, they give us, right? Because the answer, because of, naturally, you know, how we are, and how cruel we are to ourselves, the answers to those questions is generally, no, I wasn't successful today, and no, I don't have enough money, and no, I'm not enough of a mekubal or something. I'm not enough of a good boy, right? It's generally the answers. We're stuck on the, you know, not even the other side of the bridge. We're stuck under the bridge, you know, with the people under the bridge, right? That's and when you go to Uman, even just like the second you're in the airport, as long as you're not like. On that flight where it's like too much, you know. But if you're on a good flight, there's people who are, you know, relaxed, yeshiva das, want this advice. It's like the second you're there, all that advice just like starts flowing your head in a very real way. And the rest of the year, you learn the advice, you see the advice, you hear you sing the advice, you know. But you're alone. It's like. And then you question it, and then re-question it, and then like it doesn't work anymore. It's like, you know, some bumper sticker on your fridge, or like something you buy, you know, on Lag BaOmer. You see at the bottom of the hill where the sewage is coming down. You see on the table like Ve'ikir lo lefachid klal. And it's like, all right, nope. And you move on with your day. Like, advice stops talking to you the second you're in a room with people who want to live with that advice. It just like lights it up in you also, and you're just like, ah. Like, and then those simple lines just get you back into like a real headspace of comfort, you know, back into the comfort zone, as I like to say, you know, our bam, like we're like, get out of the comfort zone. Obviously, you know, yesh yesh, but just back into that headspace of like, ah, Hashem wants me, right? Just to be able to hear the words, Hashem wants me, and then you're just, things are different. You're like, oh, okay, Hashem wants me, and I'm not afraid anymore. The world is just a tiny little bridge. That's it. The world is not scary. It's a tiny little bridge. And now I'm on the other side. And you know what the other side is? I mean, I don't really know what the other side is, but I'm guessing. It's Olam Haba. It's living with easy, good thoughts, happy, simple thoughts of I could do what I can do in the world. I could do one mitzvah today. I could do one mitzvah today. I heard from my Rebbe, why do they call it a bar mitzvah? Okay, Mazel Tov, we're all celebrating our bar mitzvah right now. Why do we call it a bar mitzvah? Not a bar mitzvah. This guy comes 13, right? Now all of a sudden, he has to do the mitzvahs, no? So why do we call it bar mitzvah, not bar mitzvot? Bar mitzvahs? Because Yiddish guy, I do one mitzvah, right? You turn 13, I could do one little mitzvah. That's what I could do today. One aveira less today. If you're in the Uman head space where like the advice is working and you're... You know, you have that support system of people who believe in it. when you're in that headspace, it's the easiest thing. It's just like one mitzvah, and then I'm across the bridge. I'm in Olam Haba, even with my feet on the ground, just like a normal, regular dude. But I'm in Olam Haba right now because I know that my kippah is relevant. My kippah matters to Hashem, and I'm happy about it. I'm wearing a kippah. I walk around like the richest man in the world. Because why? Surrounded. I have that support system. That advice is shining to me so clearly exactly where I am right now. All right, that's just the feeling I got in the last few minutes. Thank you for letting me share that. But like I said earlier, just to bring it over to Hanukkah. It's almost Hanukkah. Once again, I do not give shiurim. I didn't plan this as like a shiur, prepare it. When I prepare shiurim, I start doubting myself whether or not it came out okay, whether or not people listened to me or it worked. I don't care if you listen to me. I'm just gonna open things up. Doesn't mean like you have to now start talking and being like vulnerable. I'm happy to talk the whole time, but as long as I know that like no one's expecting like a shiur, I'm not giving a shiur. It's Hanukkah. We're all friends. It's Sikh Zavirim. We're friends here. If I was giving a shiur on what I'm about to say over right now, it's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? If you would have seen what I ate for dinner tonight and now I'm giving a shiur about this, like I would just be embarrassed. Like it's doesn't hit. I'm on the road. I want to live with this stuff together. You know, I want to do it. We're on this path. We want to hold hands across the bridge like happy friends. You know, let's try and cross together. So the books are scaring me. I don't know why. I brought them. I'm sorry. just in case it wasn't a safe space, these are my friends. So I like to keep them close. But anyways, what I've been learning recently, so I'll just cue you guys in and bring you into my inner world, my inner space. I've been learning in Likutei Moran. I know here this is a chabura officially to learn the Torah of Rabbi Nachman. Right? Mm-hmm. Or yeah, to speak. So yeah, I've been learning Likutei Moran. And I've been learning specifically the 11th Torah in the Sefer. Torah Yud Aleph. So I'm just gonna like spitfire right now a little bit, Torah Yud Aleph, just like run through a little bit the general idea, try and give this general understanding of the whole thing. We could spend time together. Anyone wants to become friends with me, we can learn more together. I saw one nod. Thanks, buddy. and then from there we'll try and get into Hanukkah a little bit. So if Nachman starts off the Torah, this like bomb, he just drops this bomb. Which he does from time to time. He's a bomb dropper. Oppenheimer just came out. Anyone know Oppenheimer? Yeah. Yeah, the atom bomb. He drops the atom bombs on people, right? To just like kill the old you that was sad and like wake you up again. So he just drops this bomb on us and he says, you know, Yesh, I'll quote from time to time, I'll quote the actual language of the Torah and just most of the time say it outside. But he says, Yesh Yehuda Ila'a. Okay, obviously I'll explain what that means. V'yesh Yehuda Tata. Okay? He starts off with this bomb. And then he goes on to say, V'tzarech kol echad miYisrael, shenase zos al yado. All right? So there's this incredible concept called a higher connection, the high connection, and the high yichud, the high unification that we're making. And then there's a concept of a low unification, the Yehuda Tata. Lower connection, right? There's a higher connection and a lower connection. That's awesome, right? Sometimes I'm high, sometimes I am low, right? It's very low. My wife and I have three kids, so we like to change up. You know, Uncle Moishi was a Lubavitcher chassid, right? Anybody know Uncle Moishi? Yeah, you guys are all Israeli, yeah? Yeah. They have Uncle Moishi over here, yeah. Something? Yeah. Uncle Moishi. Yeah? All right. Some people know, some people don't know. I don't know. I'm American. I'm a little American guy, so they know Uncle Moishi. So he was Lubavitcher, and he has this song, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left. Okay, so my wife and I, we have three kids, and we, Uncle Moishi, is in the house. Mostly not. Now, there's other newer, cooler things out there nowadays, but there's a little Uncle Moishi too. So we like to sing, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere. Up, up, down, 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 down. That's where he can be found. Right, because we're breast lovers. So we like to find Hashem all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way down, right where I am right now. Right in the lowest place, which is where I am right now. That's exactly where Hashem wants me to be. So there's that lower connection also. And then Rabbi Nachman goes on to say, this has to happen through every Jew. Every Jew has to create this reality of a higher connection and a lower connection. There's no exception to the rule, right? He's saying, if he's saying everyone, he means everyone. He means me, and he means you, and he means the guy in a bar in Manhattan who's also a Jew, and he also means the Rosh Yeshiva in the mirror. Every single person has to create this higher connection and this lower connection. Hi, friends. Oh! Evan. What's up, boys? Anyways, we have to create this higher connection and this lower connection. There's no exception to the rule. If you are Nikra B'Shem Yisrael, if you're a Jewish person, this has to happen through you. A higher connection and a lower connection. Except, what's the problem? So he says some people fall to what he calls a Madrega Shvela. Right? Some people fall to this Madrega Shvela. It means a super low level, right? In the end of the Torah, he explains, right, that this Madrega Shvela is not like a low level as we tend to picture low levels. This low level, he's talking about a guy, you know, who could be wearing, you know, the two guys who just walked in, right? A black jacket, black and white, beard, you know, a whole beard, the whole situation, right? A real Avrich, Kol guy. And it could be on the biggest Madrega Shvela, because why? Because he opens up Lakut Amran to Torah Yad Aleph, and he reads this thing that everyone has to create the higher connection, the Yichud Ilah, and the lower connection, Yichud Tata. And then what does he do? Books. This is why I brought the book. Okay. This is what does he do? He opens it up, he reads the line, and he goes, eh, not for me. Right? I'm just one of these regular guys. Why are you telling me, Rav Nachman, that I have to now create Yichud Ilah and Yichud Tata? It's like, this is like Kabbalistic terminologies that have nothing to do with me. I'm like, I don't know, middle of the road type of dude. I work. I'll try and learn a little bit, a little Shnai Mikra if I'm lucky. Daf Yomi, right? We try our best to do these things. And now all of a sudden you're telling me I got to create Yehuda Ilah and Yehuda Tata. It's not for me. Close the book. That, Rav Nachman explains, that's the Madrega Shvela. Nothing to do with your actions. Or your thoughts. I mean, I'm meaning, yes, your thoughts. The thought that you are not part of this Yehuda, that Hashem doesn't care about you. Right? Because what does Yehuda really mean? What is this? How do we make that connection? And then after this, I'm going to be able to move a little bit quicker. How do we make that connection? Starting to sound like a shear. Okay. How do we make that connection? Just to level myself. How do we make that connection? By recognizing that Hashem cares about me. He's running my life. He's running my life. And when you recognize that immediately, the second you recognize that, even if you're filling up the gas at the gas station, if you recognize that Hashem is here with you, that's a Yehuda Tata. You're creating that lower connection in a lower place, a very plain place, right? But you're giving Hashem that incredible pleasure of fulfilling His enjoyment and reason for creating the world, which is for us. For us to be in the world and to connect our place back to Him, back to Hashem. That's why He created this whole psychotic experiment, this social experiment called Kola Ulam Kulo Gesher Tzar Ma'od. That's why Hashem created this entire world, for us to create connect one side of the Gesher to the other side of the Gesher. Right? Just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your own shadow. That's what Rabbi Nachman means. Right? We're afraid of our own life. We beat ourselves up all day. All day, we're just killing ourselves. For what? For what? Just because we want to, like, because we want to be respected as like a person who's like not too high in themselves, right? Person likes to be like walking through the room a little bit like, a little bit like this, you know. If you walk into any shir room, any kola room, all the guys are walking around like, you know. Like, on the court also, I'm saying once a week, you know, basketball also, guys after the game, like, oh man, I screwed that up, you know, it was terrible, right? People like to, like, it's almost like a normalcy, almost creating yourself to be like a normal person because, like, you're not too high on yourself. This is the opposite of what Rav Nachman's trying to bring us to in Torah Yad Aleph. He's trying to get us to recognize who the heck we are. We are Jewish people. And what does it mean to be a Jewish person? That through you, right now, there's an incredible, incredible thing taking place called Yichuda Tata. Called a Yichud, right? With Mikubalim are involved in. Mikubalim are making Yichudim. Right, but as long as you're on a Madrega Shvela, that's the only thing you'll think about. You go to this big tzaddik's wedding, and you see him up there, and he's Moerdik Yechudim. The eyes and tzaddikim are Moerdik. Every tzaddik is so special. And then you're sitting there watching the tzaddik. Oh, wow. And you go home, and you tell everyone, I let this tzaddik. Yeah, but where are you? Where did you go? What happened to you? You're not making Yechudim? What about your bracha that you made? What about your shahakol? Right? No, you're just stuck in your little Madrega Shvela thinking, it's not for me. And then because of that, I can't learn Torah, right? Because what's my Torah? What does my Torah matter to Hashem, actually, right? I'm not one of these guys who learns. I like to once in a while, you know, go to Shir. I'm not a guy who like can learn a little bit of Torah, you know, a few times a week. That's not me. That's not who I am. Why? Because you don't recognize Hashem wants your Torah. Even if it's not like this Yehuda Ilah, and like you're learning this incredible understanding and getting the most enjoyment possible, seeing connections everywhere. Even if it's not that, it's just as simple as it gets. You opened up a book in English, a Torah book in English, and you're reading the Torah book in English. If you don't believe that through that is incredible Yichud, it's incredible pleasure to Hashem right now, you are on the lowest level. That's it. You're on the Madrega Shvela. That's what Nachman's talking about. Let's move forward a little bit. Try and get to Hanukkah. So he goes on to say how this whole problem, which is what I mentioned earlier, alluded to earlier, this whole problem is really, and stop me if I'm going too long or too hard. But this whole problem, he says, comes from Gaiva, right? This whole problem is Gaiva. This is what I was alluding to earlier. This is not like some... Again, it's not the Gaiva of like a guy who's really killing it. And he's like on the high horse. And he's like, I am killing it. Not that type of Gaiva. Not that the Gaiva of like the Baal Shem Tov came into the world and said like, nah, that's not Gaiva. That's like, you're off. You're messed up. You just don't know what you're talking about. Gaiva means you're not willing to accept... You're just not willing to accept the way Hashem is running your life right now. You're just not willing to accept it. Like, I know better than Hashem. That's Gaiva, right? I know better than the Rabbono Shel Olam. I know better than him. And therefore, I'm deciding that my Maariv in my robe at 12 o'clock in my bedroom is really nothing important at all. And just like... sort of just checking that box and going back to sleep. I was about to go to sleep and I jumped up, quickly said Maariv, back to sleep. Take a second after that Maariv and stop and say, Zichuda Tata. Hashem, I know you have pleasure from that Maariv. I know you cared about that Maariv. Right? Even if you don't daf Maariv, you can't. Ein likoch. At least turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, ein likoch right now to daf Maariv, but just know, I know that you want my Maariv. I can't give it to you right now, which I know. Because why would a person even say those words? That's the biggest gibor in the world. Why would he say those words? Because he knows he's not on the Madrega Shvela. He knows I'm a Jewish person. Hashem's running my life. He made the world in a way. Gesher Tzar Ma'od. He made the world in a way that I come home after work at night. Ein li koach. Okay. You have days where you're mischaz. You have days where you strengthen yourself and you know, put your pants back on and you go out to shul. Some days the pants come back on. Some days you throw on the rope. Some days, Ein li koach b'chlal. Hashem created the world in a way He wants you in your original life to create original yichudim, these original connections to Hashem that no one else can do, no malach can do, no malach. And there's some pretty impressive malachim in the world. I'm saying, we know from Chazal, we know from the Zohar Kodesh, there's these like really impressive malachim with like multiple heads, like some Harry Potter character, like beast, just singing Shir Tashem, and Hashem's like, come on, I want to see that guy who's like thinking about maybe getting out of bed with Av Marv. Stop bothering me, you know. I want to see him. I want to see if he can create something original for me. And stop just buying the narrative that he's not important. Stop buying the narrative that like, oh, when I get there, when I become that tzaddik who's sitting on the dais, then I'll be involved in these like important kabbalistic yichudim. Nah, right now, strengthen yourself. Stop being a baby. Be strong. Stop being a little baby. Be a person. Like, wake up. But I elevate the world. It's not complicated either. It's just me. It's me being a Jew and not a malach, and I'm not an elephant on most days. I'm a Jew. I'm a person. I'm not an amadrega shvela. I strengthen myself to be as, to be strong. Be a strong person. That's getting out of gaiva. It's a person who's just thinking about Hashem's honor and not his own honor. Right? Some people wish and daven yoimam v'layla that they should have a problem with honor. Right? Some people like open up the Likutei Moran or Rav Nachman saying like, get out of honor, get out of honor, get out of honor. And they're like, ah, someone give me honor to get out of. I would love to get out of honor. I promise you. If I just got some honor, I would work really hard at getting out of it. Right? Right? Of course, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit. Our main problem is that we have honor. Everyone, I'm saying, if you're not willing to admit and to take a moment to like at night sit down and do a cheshbon nefesh and think like, okay, why am I sad right now, or why am I not happy right now about my day?
It's because it's tuna steak.
Oh wow, whew, tuna steak. Okay. Yeah, love some tuna steak.
Make a plea for the
red. Someone that's sad is like,
cares about
honor. It's honor. He just wants, like, he's not getting recognized for his life, and he just gives up. He's not willing to cross the bridge. He's afraid no one's honoring me. No one's giving me that honor to, like, but when we start recognizing that right now, at this very moment, the world is complete. Hashem made the world in a way where Hashem's honoring me right now and telling me, and when we're listening and we're in that Uman energy, when we're in that Uman brain space of like that support system of like, I don't have to just surrender to, you know, this murderous koach called like myself, murdering myself all day. I can just like stop murdering myself for once and just like give in to Rav Nachman and give in to the Baal Shem Tov, who's just trying to say, wake up. Hashem is honoring you right now. He's telling you, I love you. I want every moment of your day. Okay, it's not going to look impressive. No one's going to give you a medal. No one's going to start, like, you know, writing about you in Mishpacha magazine, you know. It's never happening for you. It's not happening for you. And it's the greatest bracha in the world. The greatest bracha in the world. Because Hashem is writing about you in his Mishpacha magazine right now. You're a chiddush. As long as you get out of that madrega.
We're part of his Mishpacha.
Yeah, we're part of his Mishpacha. Is a yofi. As long as you get out of that madrega shvela. By being strong. By being strong, Chazak. By being a strong person. Right, you wake up to the reality of the tzaddik. You wake up to the reality of the tzaddikim, the Uman headspace of mitzvah gedola, lios besimcha, right now. Okay, what did I do to deserve it? I don't know. Pick something today that you did good. Oh, I can't find anything. This is your Baal Gaiva. You can't find anything. Stop being a Baal Gaiva for one second. Stop giving this like picturesque version of how your day ought to look and should have looked, and how your davening shachar should have looked, how your learning should have looked. Just for a moment, stop and say, I learned Torah today the way that I was able to learn Torah today.
Stop shooting all over yourself.
Stop shooting. Yeah, there we go. That's my man. That's my man. That's my man. Okay, this is tikkun. It's a tikkun. Right? And you wake up to that Yehuda Tata that's everywhere. That's everywhere. It's constantly happening. It's constantly alive. Because why? You're focusing on Hashem's honor, the way that He's running your life. Not the way that you decided my life should look at the age of 25. I had a 5-year plan that I would right now be a CEO giving a daf yomish here and a shkafish here at night. Or I would right now be on Forbes, top 400 riches. It's not happening. Hashem's running your life the way, according to His honor, the way that He wants to be honored by you in your most original fashion. Your most original fashion. We're a moment away from Hanukkah. Just a moment. Okay, he goes through the rest of the Torah. I'm skipping, and he gets to this place in the Torah where he tells us that this Yehuda Ilah, this Yehuda Ilah, and this Yehuda Tata, this higher connection and lower connection, can also be known as like these super secrets and regular secrets. Razin is like secrets. And Razin Derazin is like super secrets, all right? That's, he gets to this, so he like reframes this idea in the phraseology of secrets, of Razin, Sodot, Soidis, like a Mekobel, right? I don't know, I had this experience once. I remember I was in high school. I wasn't always giving chaburas, you know? I wasn't always dancing to Mitzvah Gedolia. Actually, I was always dancing to Mitzvah Gedolia with Simchat Talmud. I will say that about myself. I was always involved in stuff like that. But there was a time in my life where when my parents really, when I was in 11th grade, my parents, we were in Eretz Yisrael, my parents wanted to bring our family to this Mekubal. Okay? My parents wanted to bring our family to this Sephardish Mekubal. I don't know. In my mind, what's a makubal? A makubal, it looks at your forehead, right? Even if you're wearing a fancy neon yellow hat, he can still look at your forehead. And he could tell you everything about your life. That's what I thought a makubal was. So when in 11th grade, my parents were like, yeah, amazing. You know, we're going on a trip to this makubal. I'm like, heck no. No. I will not enter this room. I think it was like they surprised it. Like on the way back from a trip, we like nonchalantly stopped by a Mekubal or something, and they're like, we're by a Mekubal. I'm like, I'm staying in the car. I'm not getting in this car. This man is going to see my life. He knows my secrets. Right? But when we're, again, just to reiterate in different phraseology so that we can connect to the idea in a different way and hold on to it even stronger, is Rabbi Nachman's the Mekubal. Rabbi Nachman's this Mekubal, right? Guy spends a day at the beach with his buddies. He comes home. And he sits on his couch, and all of a sudden, this little Mekubal enters his heart and says, "Buddy, I saw what you did today. Nothing good happened to you today. There was nothing going on with you today. Actually, I'm seeing the constellations, and you actually ruined everything in the not just this world, but the higher worlds too. You screwed it up so bad. I have this vision into the higher world that you, Yankel, that was, it's not good. Thank you. You ruined everything." Right? But again, when we're involved in this chabura, and we're connecting to this support system, the light, this light of the tzaddikim, of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, of Rabbi Nachman, we have a real mekubal. But at the end of that same exact day, we'll look into your forehead and say, "Whoa! You made incredible. You fixed the whole world today." And you're just like, "Excuse me? Want to repeat that for me?" And he's like, no. I know all the secrets. You are a Jewish person. And wherever you went today, wherever you stepped today, you fixed. You made fixings. You fixed the world. You unified the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And Hashem is so proud of you." And you're just like, you can't get over it. You just can't get over it. As long as you're not a Baal Gaiva, you just accept lovingly and happily this beautiful shining of secrets that the tzaddik is shining to you, and you say, "Oh, amazing! Baruch Hashem, I fixed the world. I made a bracha." Fine. Now let's go into Hanukkah just a little bit. Just a little bit, right? So we have a few minutes left. A few minutes. So just to return quickly to the beginning of the Torah in light of Hanukkah for a moment. Of course, anyone can interrupt me with any thoughts and anything that they feel is relevant. And this part I haven't worked out so much yet. I'm workshopping it. So, you know, thank you guys for being my soundboard over here and my Or Chozer. Thank you for being my returning light. You know, I'm going to see your faces and get reactions and get vibes over here to try and workshop these concepts and ideas. But in the beginning of the Torah, Rav Nachman starts off that the way out of this Madriga Shvela, this way out of this like low level where we're like with this biggest Balgaiva, we don't accept that through us is happening incredible things. So we got to start speaking. Got to open up our mouth. Got to start speaking, but not just regular just speaking. Just speak words of light. Speak lichtige words. Words that light things up, that open things up. Right? So the Ben Yishchai, any Sephardim? Okay, yeah. We have our local Orthodox Sephardi. The Ben Yishchai says we open up the Leil HaSeder with Kaddish, because, you know, everyone comes to the Seder with a little bit of lachatz, you drink a little bit of wine, it opens up things, you know, it's fine, now the mishpach is okay, you know, it's no longer that same, you know, family tension. You both had a cup of wine, things are more open. So, you have to speak words that open you up a little bit, right? That's what Nachman says, that to get out of this low place, open up your mouth, say five words of Torah, say one Mishnah. But again, not just a Mishnah, because if you're speaking and you're still stuck in that Madrega Shvela, you didn't say anything. Nothing happened. Your word didn't get you anywhere. Nothing you see. What you said didn't. There was no goal to what you said. The goal is to come back to this place of Yehuda La, Yehuda Tata. I said a word, and Hashem is honored through me saying a word. Right? Breastlivers of old, breastlivers of. Yonder, what's the term? of yesteryear, whatever, of yore. They used to be able to just like be in a terrible, terrible matzav. Like, we think we have it bad, you know, like they had it like bad. Like, I mean, like, it was bad. Right? We think, like, oh no, I didn't have steak today, I didn't have tuna steak today. Oh no, what am I gonna do? Right? They had it bad. But when they said, like, Ribono Shel Olam, that's it, they were out. They were just across the bridge. They were there. They said that word and they were flying away. Feet on the ground, but flying away, flying above the problems, above the pachad, the fear and the worries. They're back in that place of, I'm a Yisrael. There's secrets and Yehudim happening to me at all times. At all times. Right, it's very actually, Hashkacha Pratis, a story from Rav Nosson, Rav Nachman's Talmud, about from this week's parsha. A big ani came to Rav Nosson, complaining about his situation. And Rav Nosson said, you know who else was an ani? Yaakov Avinu was an ani. How do I know? It says he went back to get the Pachim Ketanim. He went back to get these little jugs, you know. He went back to get, you know, his empty vape pen that, like, maybe he'll find more, you know, more vape fill. One day he'll be able to fill it up. He won't have to buy a new vape pen, you know. He was getting his little Pachim Ketanim, right? And so I know Rav Nosson was an Oni. He was going, so what? It's Yaakov Avinu. Sorry, Yaakov Avinu was an Oni. Yaakov Avinu. He's trying to be Mechazik this Jew. So what does Yid say? Right? Oh, Yaakov Avinu, he was from the Avos. Everything that was happening to Yaakov, you're telling me Yaakov Avinu was going back for Pachim Ketanim because he was poor? Everything that was happening to Yaakov Avinu was secrets that we can never fathom. It's written in the Torah, these incredible secrets. So Rav Nosson goes, and you don't think what's happening to you is incredible secrets? That's the same exact thing from this week's parasha, with Pachim Ketanim, right? Which is also a Chanukah Inyan. Pachim Ketanim, this, the Pach Shemen. We're getting there, right? That to say that word, the Ribono Shel Olam, that gets you across the bridge, right? Where you're not just singing, and then like you're and then you're mefached. Like the song ends, you're just like, oh, I'm mefached, I'm nervous. I'm nervous I didn't learn well. I'm nervous I didn't do that mitzvah well. Like just right back into that pachad. But you're able to say that word, that dibor, without gaiva, with kvod Hashem. Hashem is here with me. He's running my life. And he decided, yeah, I want you here. I want you here. Now, Oh, amazing. Ribono Shel Olam. Boom. It opens things up. Things are open. And you just open up this like new realm. You opened up a new realm. You opened up a new realm into this like... I'm thinking Narnia. I don't know if maybe it's like specific to my time. It opened up a new realm. You're in a place, a wonderful place of secrets. Where the world is like... not just like this dead, closed situation. You know, where like... it's Erev Shabbos and you're in your shorts and undershirt and like, you know, oily schnitzel stained tzitzis, like running your wife's like, you forgot the seltzer. And you're like, oh no, you're running to the store, to the makolet on the corner. And like the Israeli's like, sagul. And you're just like, achi, seltzer, I need a seltzer. It's like, sagul, nu, yala, Shabbat. And you're just like, oh, okay, sagur, fine, you go home, right? You give in, sagur, right? And that's our gaiva always. We're just killing ourselves. Huh? Sagur. And we try, we're sitting in front of our supper and we think, sagur, everything here is closed as it is. I can't do anything here. There's nothing I could do. I can't make anything happen here. It's closed as it is. Case closed, deal closed. There's nothing I could do to give us to make something here, to make chiddush here. It's closed. All right, so this is where we come to Hanukkah. We have to have a dibur that's opening things up. We want to open our hearts up. We want to open our brains up to like accept like things are happening, right? The more a person gets out of gaiva, the more he starts to see like, whoa, that's like things are open here. Hashem's opening up things for me right now. Like my brains is open. I see that I'm actually important. I see, like, and I can now learn another Mishnah. Wow, amazing. Because I see that my Mishnah does something. It's opening. It's opening me up. So this is Rav Nosson on this Torah writes a halacha on Hanukkah, right? Every Torah, everything in Likutei Halachos is based on a Torah in Likutei Moran. So he has a halacha called Kilei Ha'ilan Aleph. It's based on this Torah where he explains what's going on Hanukkah time. I'm like a brisker when it comes to Likutei Halachos. And briskers, famously, everything in the Rambam, they like to darshan. The Rambam put this halacha here, and now we know infinitely more about this halacha because the Rambam decided to place this halacha in this specific area of Torah. That's how briskers see Rambam. That's how I see Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson decided to connect Torah Yud Aleph to Hanukkah. That means every single thing in Hanukkah is in Torah Yud Aleph. Everything in Torah Yud Aleph is in Hanukkah, and is in this halacha, Kilei Ha'ilan Aleph. He starts off the halacha by saying, at Hanukkah, we light Samuch LaPesach. On Hanukkah, we light Samuch LaPesach. What's the story? Why is that the case? So he's really bringing out from the Pri Etz Chaim. He's really bringing out from the Kavonis, the Yichudim of Hanukkah. Right, the main yichud of Hanukkah for them, it's just makifin right now, so I'm just now going up a little bit. Right, I lost the vapes, the vape chevra. But now he's just going up. He's just going up, so I'm going to go up a little bit too. He's just going up to Rav Nosson's taking us up to the Kavonis Hanukkah. And the first Kavona that we have to go is called Hanukkah. It's called Hanukkah. Why? So Ari HaKadosh says, Hanukkah is because Chana Chavav. Chana Chavav. Hanukkah is made up of the words Chana Chavav. Chana and Chavav is Havaya, right? It's Gematria Havaya. So let's take let's double click a little bit on Chana, and the story of Hanukkah, on Chana, in Shmuel, where it says about Chana that, right, Elkanah tried to give Chana some gifts, right? Because he loved her very much. He loved her very, very much. V'Hashem v'Havaya Sogar Rachma. Havaya Sogar Rachma. Hashem closed Chana to having children. Right? Elkanah comes and says, what are you bugging out about? Anochi tov lach me'asara banim. I am better. I love you more than 10 children can ever love you. Okay? So let's dive in. Let's double click. Deep dive. Rav Nosson brings out this incredible, incredible concept. Incredible, incredible thing. It's also connected to Kilei Ilan. If there's time, which there isn't, I'll get into it. But Elkanah, the Ari HaKadosh says, Elkanah comes from this incredibly high place. Kana El. Right? It's made up of the words Kana El. Kana Kel. He acquired this super high place called Shem Kel. It comes from a really, really high place. Abba Ilah. It comes from a really high place. Right? It comes from a place of Yehuda Ilah. Right? Let me just break it down really quick. Chanukah is Yehuda Tata. It's like the lowest place. And from the lowest place, Chanukah is telling us, everyone knows the Vartluch of Chanukah. Come on, this is not new to anyone here. And we light by the left side, and everyone's yelling, and all of the drushes, right? We all know the Vartluch of Chanukah. Rabbein was like, biggest goal is to bring us out of the vomit of Vartluch. Like, just like, to get us out of the bumper sticker syndrome, right? Just to get us back into like, really knowing what's happening. Like, das, like, a true, like, through me. It's happening through me. Yehuda Tata. Right? Yehuda Tata. It's happening through me. And that's what Chanukah is going to bring us to. Elkanah's Yehuda Ilah comes from this really high place. Right? Yehuda Ilah is a place where like you don't have to do anything. That's Yehuda Ilah. Yehuda Ilah is like, even like murder is from Hashem. That's Yehuda Ilah. Like Yehuda Ilah is like in super awareness of like Hashem is manig every single thing and you have zero Bechira almost. He almost has no Bechira. Hashem is running every single thing. So Elkanah tells Chana, Anochi Tovlach Me'asar Abanim, right? Anochi is also from Chochma, from Abba. Anochi Tovlach, he's trying to tell Chana, stop trying to make, you know, Yehuda Tata, like, just come up here with me, Yehuda Ila. Come up here and float with me in Yehuda Ila. What are you trying to make? Right? What are you trying to make Yehuda Tata? What are you trying to make these Chidushim for? What are you trying to create children for, make new reality. So we create this new reality for. Right? But that's our job. That's our whole job. Why Hashem created us that we're not the tzaddik. Our job is we are messengers of the tzaddikim to create new tzaddikim are not creating themselves. They're up there. They're never leaving. They just live up there. We go up 1,000 times more than the tzaddikim do. Why? Because they don't have anywhere to go. They're there. That's where they live. They don't come down. Right? Our job is to go up and then to fall, and to go up and then to fall, and to go up and to fall about 1,000 times a day. And to make these new Yehudim, right? From a place of complete closedness, like Chana. Chana was totally, totally closed, like us. Right? We're totally, totally closed. Things are closed, and we see the world as it is. The store is closed. Forget your seltzer. Go home. Your shalom bias is terrible now. Right? There's nothing you could do. End of story. Deal closed and you lost the deal. You lost out. That's how Hashem created the world. In a way where everything seems closed. What's the real reality? Everything's elikus. Everything's constantly moving and alive and, you know, being renewed again and open. But Hashem created the world. In a way where we can't see that. We can't see that. We don't live like that.
It's Israel. Everything's negotiable.
Everything's negotiable, yeah. That's a, thank you, yes. What an Eitzah, 100%. To be an Azaz, to have the Azaz, right? And if you look in Torah Yud Aleph, again, just stop me dead cold. There's not a Shear, remember? I'm going over it, stop me. So Hashem created the world in a way of Shavir Zakelim, where the world seems broken and closed. That's it, there's no open vessel here. It's just broken, closed. Rem is Ladover, for people that like Rem is Ladover. Sogar is made up of the Oisius Gimel Resh, which is the Gimel Rishoinus, right? The Gar, Gimel Rishoinus, which is like Yehudi Law. And then Samach is the six Midas, right? Each one in that higher place is full and means like times 10. So Sogar is everything but Malchus. Everything but the lowest place. That's Sogar. Chana was Sogar Rachma. But what was the difference with Chana? Why do we have Chanukah B'schus Chana? Because Chana knew Havaya Sogar Rachma. She didn't just give up and say, Sogar, it's closed. I can't go in the store. I can't make anything happen here. I can't create a new, I can't buy something new, I can't open things up again. Because she knew, this is exactly how Hashem created the world. I'm not just going to give in to Elkanah, who was again, coming from a good place. Some people just give in to this morphine drip of like, these tzaddikim, who are just like, you know, completely just drugging you up and saying, yeah, everything's beseder. Our job is not that. We have faults. We know the world was created in a way where things have to happen to me, where it looks like I'm stuck. Gesher tsar, like I am just trapped over here. But Chana knew Hashem, Havaya Sagarachma. She didn't accept Elkanah saying, Anochi Tov Lach, come up here, fly away with me. Chana knew, it's my job to open things up completely mechadash. Completely mechadash. So we know about Chana that she was, she went to daven to Hashem. She went to cry to Hashem. Who did she bump into? She bumped into Eli HaKoyim, right? Eli is a lashon of Elah, right? Eli is a lashon of also Yehuda Elah. Elkanah was not going to go down to Chana. He's not ready. I know he told Loch Me'asarabonim. Eli, who ended up giving Chana the bracha, right, that allowed her to open things up. Eli is Yehuda Elah that comes down to us and shines to us that in your place is Yehuda Tata. So, right? Eli originally tells Chana, he sees Chana whispering by the wall, and he tells her, stop drinking so much, what are you doing? Right, stop being shikora. Chana says, I'm not being shikora, I'm just diving to Hashem. And Eli says, fine, I'm giving you the bracha. So this is our job. Our job is to know that there's a tzaddik in the world, there's an uman energy. There's a tzaddik in the world. And that tzaddik is coming down to me. And he's dafka not telling me, Anochi tov lach me'asarabonim. On Chanukah, he's dafka not telling me, Anochi tov lach me'asarabonim. Because why? It's my job to stay. I'm not shikora. The tzaddik is doing it in a way, dafka, where he's keeping it sagur. I saw from Shmuel Horowitz. Shmuel Horowitz. The best of the Rav Nachman was a chiddush amongst the tzaddikim in that you went to other tzaddikim and they stole your bechira. You walked into the chos of Lublin, take off your glasses, you don't see another bad thing in the entire world. You went on the shoulders of some guy there and you're floating in Anochi Tovlach. Right? Rav Nachman, he's going to come to you and say, you're a shikra. You are a shikora. He leaves you with your bechira. Because why? He knows Hashem's greatest pleasure in the world is when we're creating something new in that closed place, in that mokum tsar. So he's yelling at you, why are you shikr? And if you give in to that balachanot telling you, it's closed, you can't come in. If you give in to that, then that's it. It's shvir sakelim. You're a balgaiva. You think, oh, Hashem created the world, everything has to be perfect and incredible and wonderful. And I'm not, so I'm outside of this whole Yehuda thing. When you know Hashem Havaya Sagar Rachma, that Hashem Dafka created the world in a way where I'm going to fall and things are going to be happening to me. But in that place, I'm going to light Ner's Chanukah. In that place, I'm going to create the Ner Chadash for Hashem. Like Chazal say about where the Chassidim are knowing to light, Lamata Me'asar Tfachim, Chazal say that Ne Oilam Lo Yarda Hashchina Lamata Me'asar Tfachim. So the Baal Gaiva says, Shoy, Zo, Sagur, Me Oilam Lo Yarda Hashchina Lamata Me'asar Tfachim. Sagur, end of deal, the story's over, the Shechina was never here. Done, Yala, goodbye, close this door, I'm going to learn. Right? And he's learning his gaiva, or I'm going to work. And his work is with the gaiva. He doesn't know he's being misakin tikkunim, miyachin yechudim at work. And he doesn't know that his Torah is nachas ruach to Hashem. Right? He's just worried about his chavrusa, learning more than him, or understanding more than him. Or he's constantly thinking, 6 years ago, hoo-wee, that was called learning. Chabibi, wah. Right? Then now he's just sitting there trying to, like, make sure his wife's still mechabed him. Like, he's not constantly, like, just a tambal idiot botlin, you know? So he goes to learn a little bit, and fine. Right? And the same thing with Iskei Olam Haza, Achila. A person doesn't know that eating a sufganiyot is Yehudim. Believe it's honest. It's not a joke. eating a jelly donut, right? And it's coming out onto you, the good jelly donut. Coming out, it's Yehudim. Yehuda Tata. Believe it's honest, you have to be so strong to be in this space. So incredibly strong. But Chana gives us that koyach, which is why we have Chanukah in her schos, to hear may olam lo yard the hashchina lematam sartfachim, and then you say, Baruch Hashem, I'm gonna now create this incredible chiddush to Hashem, because may olam lo yard the hashchina lematam sartfachim, meaning to say, my life as it looks right now. May oilam lo yard hashchina to where I am right now. May oilam. What? Why did Hashem create the world in a way that may oilam lo yard hashchina lemantes me'asar tefachim? For me to come to this closed place, to open it up, to open things up, which is why we light Samech LaPesach. We light Samech LaPesach because we need the or of the Pesach. Right, the pasuk says, "Pesach devarecha yair." Pesach devarecha yair. Pesach. Pesach devarecha yair. Meaning, Pesach is mechinas or. Pesach's or. We light samach lePesach in that low place because we need to light neir's Chanukah, but we need the or of the Pesach. The tzaddikim, they're going to test us, but in the end of the day, they're opening, they're elevating everything. Eli is a lashon of oila, aliyah. Right? First, tells you you're a shikoyer, but when you're mitchazik, when you strengthen yourself to light Neir's Chanukah, even lamata me'asara me'olam lo yarda, not to give in, say, gesher is tzar today, I don't think I'm going to cross it. It's a heavy bill, I don't think I can pay the toll of this gesher tzar. Like, it's not happening for me right now. And you say, like, what am I talking about? Like, yala, Chanukah is azus, getting out of the chutzpah of Yavon, being ois, being chazak, like in Torah Aleph talks about kavanas ois, also in the kavanas Chanukah also. But we light near the Pesach because each day of Chanukah we light another ner, and then we start to see more psachim, start to see more psachim in the world, more openings in the world. And that's how the tzaddikim live. Every breath they take is an opening into a new yichud with Hashem. It's opening into a new tainuk to Hashem that never was before in the entire history of Bris Olam. And when we go midarga el darga, out of this madrega shvela, we start to speak to Hashem. We sit by the neiras for the 30 minutes. Ad she'tichla regel min hashuk. In those first 30 minutes, the regel, right, which is this humongous or that comes from an incredibly high place. And what does an incredibly high place mean? Not this like fancy concept of like this or from a high place. Or from a high place means Hashem loves you. That's the or from a high place means. Okay? There's this incredible light of Hashem's love for you. That's those first 30 minutes, the regel in the shuk, the regel in the lowest place, shining to you. Chi is open. Open it up. Stop being closed. Stop going into spoilers, being, I don't have nothing to say. Why? Why do you keep coming back with that same stupid taina? I have nothing to say. Open up your mouth. Say Ribono Shel Olam. Say Ribono Shel Olam. And then after you say Ribono Shel Olam, be strong about it. Let it open things up for you. Don't just say Ribono Shel Olam because it's Minag Breslev. Anash used to say, Zipne Anash used to yell Ribono Shel Olam. Used to get in the fields and just scream, right? I hear people screaming. But don't just scream. It has to be with the R, it has to be with Pesach. Right? Which gives you the kli, which means that now you believe in your scream. You believe in your word. If you don't have the R, then you don't have the kli. Of course, if you don't have the kli, if you don't believe that your life is relevant, if you don't get out of that Madrega Shvela, then you can't possibly have a healthy light. You can't possibly believe that you're mechubar to Hashem right now, that Hashem is with me right now. It's not possible. You just give up and say, Me'olam l'yorda shkina l'mata me'asara. My life stinks, right? Even though I have everything, I have parnasa, but you don't see anything as open. You're just closed up. Things are closed. Your heart's closed. And then you go to this bodas, ein li diburim, you go try and learn. You close the book after like 1 second, right? Friends, sorry for giving a shiur. I meant not to. It just happened. But that was be'etzem was a chabura because I couldn't have without the uman energy, without the aura of the chabura, it couldn't have happened. It could have happened. Thanks for helping me workshop that. But it should be open for us. Really, it should be open for us. It should be open for us. We should have sufganiyot that are mole jelly. They just open things up for us. We should light Ner Chanukah. With belief that's kulo yichudim, but in a very simple, uncomplicated way, that I am making a yichud, which means Hashem is so proud and so much enjoying my Neres Chanukah in a way that gives me strength and chius and simcha. Chaim. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was long.